Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to our podcast. It's off air with Rob and Holly. This is kind of the things we talk about when songs are playing and you don't hear us on the radio. And Holly, we got a special guest from our traffic department hanging. What's up, Lloyd?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Lloyd is here because he wants to make sure that we don't need traffic coming up for any certain amount of time. Because usually what happens is the day we're out and about somewhere and we need... We need Lloyd to have a traffic person to do traffic, and literally 5 minutes before we need traffic, I'm texting him going, oh my God, I forgot that we need traffic. We're out and about.
Holly, you got a lot on your plate. We understand.
Yeah. I got a lot on my plate. I'm eating my chicken and rice right now.
It looks good, too, though. That looks good.
And we thank you for checking in, Lloyd, and keeping her, on the rails.
Sometimes I just have to walk in and let her look at me, and she'll say, oh my God,
I
got traffic. I'm going to send you an email. Oh, that's all. I don't have to say anything.
It's
just walk
so
in.
Funny.
So we were actually talking about Holly's farm. We were talking about maybe going out there and riding some horses.
Yes, because I haven't ridden a horse in probably 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And I just rode one probably within the last 30 days at least.
I have not ridden a horse since my 29th birthday.
Ooh, and you had that's almost how many years? Because you got another birthday coming up soon.
That was 3 years ago.
Okay, so 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
But you went out to that place that I know of that's out by my house, Pine River.
Yeah, so you mentioned, you're like, hey, Lloyd, come over to my house and you ride horses. But actually, no, you should go down the street because we don't really, you don't have riding stables or what's the deal?
We don't have...
Like trails.
Like trails.
Yeah.
And I think that trails are like the fun thing to do. Like, if you have not ridden a horse, that's what...
Because they just follow the trail, right?
Like, in non-horse people's brain, you're like, oh, you're supposed to ride a trail. But, like, for horse people, we just ride around in circles in, like, an arena, which I have one of those.
Horse people, such
horse
as yourself...
Mm-hmm.
Equestrians.
These equestrians, these horse people, I feel like they kind of have this thing that they're, like, better than us, Lloyd.
Well,
we are.
Do you get that?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I was telling a story how my wife got injured at this place riding a horse because
she didn't know how to
She's not a horse person. Holly's like, oh, she didn't know what she was doing.
She didn't know what she was doing.
And I'm like, look.
Well, you were blaming it on the police and the horse.
I'm blaming it on the horse because...
Operator error.
No, listen. I will tell you, I saw it happen, and there was no way that you could control this horse because it was going up a hill that was probably like a 60-degree climb.
If any horse people
maybe
are
just
listening, please email us and let me know that how right I am.
Maybe just a mask and a silver bullet, and you could control it.
All I know is that when we were either going up or downhill, when we were going up hills, listen to this.
Uh-huh.
When your horse
Explain
is going uphill, you're walking, you're just trotting along fine, but when that horse goes,
were you trotting or walking?
I got to get up this hill. The horse knows nothing but to hammer down. Am I right or am I wrong?
It knows what?
When you go to a steep hill, the horse hammers, it gets up the hill as fast as it can get up the hill.
Well, it's got to dig in. Yeah, you lean forward.
Okay, that's
you
what
lean
I'm saying.
Forward.
So
you go down a hill, you lean back.
Get off your high horse right now for a second. All right? Just let me explain this.
So he hammers down.
So the horse starts hammering down up the hill. He's digging in. She's leaning forward like she's supposed to. But this horse goes in between two trees with only enough room for that damn horse to go between and rammed her knees right into these two trees. Oh. And she got messed up.
And her knees are really skinny. So actually, I will say,
this
Katie's
horse
got little legs. So the fact that her legs didn't fit in, I feel like this horse is like, I've been here before. I've done this.
She
might get off my back.
This horse did this on purpose. And I was like, you a-hole horse.
Horses are pretty smart. Some horse people say that horses are really dumb. But I find them actually to be fairly intelligent beings.
So I felt bad for her. And I was like, hey.
You were telling me about the bucket.
But here's,
that's pretty smart.
Yeah, my horse poops in the bucket.
So what are we supposed to do? What if Lloyd goes out, he takes your advice, and he goes out and he's riding a horse, and this horse hammers up the hill and runs you into a tree?
Everyone's got to settle down.
What are we supposed to do?
Settle down. First off, you should take a horseback riding lesson, like a legitimate horseback riding lesson.
And where would I have?
I can tell you, my friend Christy does them at Big R in, where is it? Ray Township, if that's near you, or a great place to learn, Haverhill Farms in White Lake, if that's near your area.
Mm-hmm.
Is that by you?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Boy, where do you live?
I live in Southfield.
Well, when you're in Southfield, just about everything's pretty far, I feel like.
But how much of a desire do you actually have to go horseback riding again after 30 years?
Well, I do want to do it at least one time.
It's fun. It's fun to, be one with nature,
and you're
communicating with an animal.
Because when I see a TV show and I see horses, people on horses, it makes me want to.
I enjoyed it, but I kind of was like, it seemed to me like that place, the trails, and up and down these hills was like, yeah, you should be kind of a an experienced rider, and they're like, hey, never ridden a horse before? Oh, this will be fine. And
because
I'm like, no.
These horses that they have, so they take them out on the trails and they get them, essentially, they're pretty experienced horses by this point. But they do get some new horses each and every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring back the old horses and, some horses that have been in there done that. And then they get new horses sometimes. But ideally, the horses kind of know and they follow in line with the other horse in front of them. But side note, so the our friends know the owners of Pine River.
Okay.
Okay. These people are great. I know Rob, Katie's knees didn't really make it through a Pine River ride.
Hey, look, I had a lot of fun.
We've had great success.
I had a lot of fun and it was cool. I had a great time, but I just felt bad for her because of what happened. Obviously, doesn't happen all the time, but felt bad.
You have to keep in mind that when you go to these places, even if you're on vacation, and you're riding the horse on the beach or wherever you go, you do have to sort of steer and do some things. And a good tutorial prior to that, or even a horse lesson prior to that, would be helpful. But listen, so this year, they got a new crop of horses. They got some new horses over at Pine River. And I sent a message to my friend. I was like, listen.
Pause.
Let the Pine River people.
Pause. We got to go back on the actual air.
Okay,
pause,
16
pause.
Seconds. All right, we'll be right back. You're going to hear this story. It's amazing.
$10 for, a nice date.
Cheap.
You know.
It's a cheap date.
We're back. Tell your quick now. Not quick. We only have 2 minutes. We got to wrap this story up.
Plenty of time. Okay, listen. They got a new crop of horses over there. And I sent a message through my friend. I was like, listen, tell them that me and my other horse friends, we will come out there and we will be the crash test dummies. We will test out all the horses. We'll know which one bucks, which one bolts down the thing. We are interested in this job.
Lloyd and I would like to be there just videoing this.
Absolutely.
We're not going to ride, but we're going to video.
That's going to be a lot of fun. That will be a lot of fun.
You guys will be a learning experience. You'll be like, oh, that one's good.
Oh,
I'll ride that one.
Learning experience. Absolutely.
I was like, we'll take them on the trail. We'll get them acclimated to everything. We want to know and we want to do this job.
I don't know if this sounds too smart for you.
What do you mean? I'll wear a helmet.
It's been a while since you rode. You got a child.
I am a little out of shape.
Yeah, and then you're going to be on this bucking bronco.
I'm riding tonight. I've got a
rearing up on you.
My friend Christy, I'm getting a lesson with her tonight at Big R Farm. I'll be riding this evening.
All right.
We'll see. I'll get all the kicks out.
All right, one more.
I think it'll be totally fine.
One more quick story about how sometimes horses can be a-holes.
how did this topic? topic. Go to that. Alrighty. I love horses. Because I told you it pooped in the bucket.
Yes, because your horse, right. when it's hungry or it feels like it's been too long,
yep.
Your horse will go and poop in his food.
Poops in his food bucket. It's
yeah.
So rude.
Like, come and feed me. I told you, I can't talk.
He's like,
I'm not Mr. Ed, but
you're
going to still come and feed me.
And he knows that I'll clean it. Like, I'm not going to put food on top of his poop. That's not
a smart horse.
He is very smart.
And
the other one poops in the water bucket if you don't, like, scrub the water bucket in a timely manner as well.
Animals are interesting. I know people's dogs who have done that before. Like, if you leave them in the house too long, they'll pee on your bed or your pillow.
Yep.
Yeah, cats will do that too.
My brother-in-law's dog, for some reason, didn't like his roommate in college, and he would go in his room and pee on this guy's pillow. I'm like, why? I don't know what he has against him, but he did something to that dog.
What's the horse a-hole story? It's just the poop in the bucket?
Well, that thing? and then the one that ran Katie into a tree, yeah.
Oh, I thought you had an additional horse story.
No.
Like, if you talk to me and my friends, we got horse stories on horse stories on horse stories on horse stories.
I like horses, but I'm just saying sometimes they can be not that cool. So we're gonna wrap up the horse stories for now. We got to go back on
our
the
boss
actual
just
air.
In, by the way, he's like, what are you guys doing?
Tim, we're working hard, Tim Roberts,
we're
don't you know?
Very hard, Tim.
Whoa, yeah. First.
All right, we're back off air in a second. We got to go on the air. Hang on. All right, we're back off air in a commercial stop set on the air.
And our boss has left the studio.
Finally.
Listen.
Jeez, no, I'm kidding.
he wants us to do the foosball tournament.
So, yeah, it's funny that...
Actually, he wants you to do it more because he didn't actually ask me.
He did. Our boss came in the studio and during the podcast just now you heard, and he's like, all right, Rob, we're doing a foosball tournament here at work, and you better find a partner, and you better sign up.
Which I love that he didn't look at me, because he knows, why do you think he didn't ask me? Wait, let's delve into this for a moment. Do you think it's because he knows I suck at foosball? Do you think he knows because I'm not into it? Do you think he knows because I don't have time for this crap?
I don't know, but
do you think it's because I have a new baby and he's like, oh, Holly probably wants to spend time with her baby and not.
Hey,
oh,
Scott. Now look at that.
Here
Scott,
he comes.
Come on and
grab
a microphone there,
we
pal.
We are currently podcasting. Do you want to say anything?
Would you like to join Off Air with Rob and Holly podcast?
This is what happens, people. We're trying to do a show and everyone just keeps popping in, hanging out.
Now, Scott, the engineer, is turning off some things.
What are you
anyway,
doing?
All right, let's continue. He doesn't want to talk to us.
He looks grumpy. Grumpy. He's okay. Mouthing grumpy things.
So.
Okay, foosball. Why didn't Tim ask me? It's probably all those things. I'm going to go with probably. He knows I like to spend time with the baby.
I'm not.
It's hard to
I don't think I'm that good at foosball, but I did play him
look
once.
Like you would be good at foosball, though.
What is that? How does what does a person look like who is good at foosball? You're literally just flipping your wrists. You're holding on to handles and flipping your wrist. You could literally look like anything. You could be 600 pounds. You could be 80 pounds.
I was trying to be complimentary and nice.
Thank you. Rob, you know what? That was one of the best compliments I've ever had. Someone told me today, you know what? You look like a really good foosball player.
You also look good, like you could play ping pong like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, my God. We do have ping pong tournaments here. We have foosball tournaments. Which, there's pool tournaments.
Our boss was in the... Did you see that he was in the grand championship, grand finale? Yeah. It was down to him and one other guy. And Tim didn't lose. But Tim won against that guy last year, and I think he let him win this year.
Well, here's the deal. Since you didn't get asked, and I know that you were upset...
I'm out.
Do you want to be my partner for the foosball tournament?
Only if we can get eliminated in the first round.
So I guess
I will do it, but I don't want to win because I don't want to have to keep coming back because they do like these heats where like you're like, okay, you made it to the next round and then you got to play again. And they're like, okay, you made it to the next round. And you got to play again.
So here's the thing that you have trouble with. You have to come to work early or stay late to play a game, which most people are like, hey, man, I got a lot of stuff going on.
And it's not like they give you alcohol to play or
no,
any of that.
That may actually help. With us joining the tournament.
If they brought like a push cart bar around, whatever happened to beer chair?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a beer chair that was supposed to go around? Amy! Amy, the salesperson, coming
in. Look at that. It's someone else popping into the studio.
Amy is giving me information about the Intercom Dairy Farm Tour that we're taking.
This is the most random off-air podcast we have ever done because we've had lots of guests.
Can I tell you all about the farm tour that we're going to take?
Sure.
We are going to Reed Dairy. And we are going to see, essentially, I don't even need to read this because I know that there's baby cows and that's all that matters. We are going to cuddle baby cows on the, Rob, why are you not going on this farm tour?
What are baby cows called, Holly?
Calves.
There you go. All right. You should know this. You're a farmer.
It's cuter if you say baby cow.
Well, they're calves. Do you know, and what do they call the meat?
Literally, what sounds cuter right now? Baby cow or calves?
I like veal. I like veal.
Oh, take it back. Shame, shame.
Are you going there to pick out which veal you're going to eat?
I'm going to steal a cow is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put one in my car.
Then you're going to slaughter a baby cow to eat?
I'm not slaughtering anything. To have veal? This is a dairy farm.
Okay.
What kind of human are you? This is obviously cows for milk.
Okay.
They don't do that with the dairy cows. They milk them.
Now, as a farmer, tell us the difference between them.
Oh, a dairy cow and a meat cow?
Yeah.
Well, meat cows you eat and the dairy cows you milk.
I know that.
Well, that's the difference. Well, one is beefier and one is milkier.
How does that happen? How does the history of that happen?
What, the history of the dairy, of the milking? What specifically are you asking me at this moment?
Do you know how
I don't have cows at our farm.
Do you know how to milk a cow?
I think I milked one once when I was a kid, but they told me on this farm tour that I would be milking a cow and I would relearn how to milk a cow, and I'm into it.
All right.
I'm bringing my own stool because I don't know what kind of stool they're
going to
give me.
We got to put a pause on this. We got to go back on the air. Hang on.
Oh, man.
Hang tight.
Oh, you read what he says.
Okay, back off the air. I want to change the subject totally because we talked about farm stuff enough, I think, for this podcast.
Oh,
we did horses.
I could talk about farm stuff.
Then we
really
did
ever.
Cows, and then we kind of got off track a little bit. So I'm totally going to switch it back to the music because we actually did touch a little bit on a story that I thought was absolutely hilarious because there's a guy suing Spotify.
Why? How is he suing Spotify?
For putting a certain artist on his playlist without asking him.
Like,
so I don't know if you've used Spotify before, but obviously you have playlists and then other people can follow you in what's on your specific playlist.
I don't have time to make up playlists, no. But I do follow other people's playlists.
It's only ours on 99.5 WYCD in this podcast. So we don't deal with this crap.
Exactly.
We don't deal with it.
Exactly.
And you shouldn't either. But it's a funny story, right? So this 28-year-old dude is suing Spotify because... He says that Spotify not only put one, but two Justin Bieber songs on his playlist.
Oh, that is a crime.
So
it's a crime, not a crime of passion.
He says this has caused him audible harm as well as psychological and emotional damage.
Come on.
He goes on later to explain, quote, they're going to pay for this. Not only was I subjected against my will to that sniveling S-H-I-T, I consider it defamation and slander.
Uh-huh.
What if one of 17 followers of mine on Spotify saw Bieber in my Discover Weekly? They think I was some sort of music illiterate idiot.
Oh, my God.
So
the
he's
fact that he writes this is, like, the best thing I've ever read.
He's really upset about getting Bieber put on his playlist.
Apparently. What is the artist that you would not want on your playlist?
Well, honestly,
like, what's your least favorite? Wait, I know your least favorite song.
We always talk about my least favorite song Love Shack, because it was on our Do Not playlist
the
at our
B-52s.
Wedding.
Why do you hate Love Shack?
I don't know.
So
it's just something about it. It's just so lame to me. And then the funny thing is that
most people actually like that song. There's a lot of people that love that.
Well,
song.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, guys, but that song for some reason it just really gets to me, and I hate it. And I forget who we were talking to. We were interviewing an artist, and I mentioned that, and he looked at me and goes, well, that's un-American. And I thought, oh, God, now this guy thinks I'm a terrible person because I don't like Love Shack.
How is not liking the B-52's Love Shack un-American? I would totally not go with un-American.
Love Shack is a little place where we can get together. I just can't. It's that 80s type of music just makes me cringe.
It's so funny.
It's like
to me.
Nails on a chalkboard.
My best friend, you know what kind of music she loves? We classify it as yacht rock. Do you know what yacht rock is?
I will listen to a yacht rock playlist.
Oh my God.
That's like Michael McDonald type of stuff.
Yes. It's like
Never gonna give you up. Oh. Never gonna say goodbye.
I think that's Rick Astley.
Well,
Astley,
same thing.
Astley.
Rick Astley.
Is his name Astley?
Astley. A-S-T-L-E-Y, I think.
Astley?
Astley.
Astley?
Astley.
What if your last name was Astley?
I would change it.
Oh, I have a friend. Her last name used to be Aslin. I mean, any name with Aston is a great name.
All right, we got a guest coming in. Donna,
oh,
welcome.
Donna!
Welcome to the podcast.
All right,
Donna, come up here. We got a question for you.
Okay.
We're talking about a guy who's suing Spotify for adding Justin Bieber to his playlist without asking. So what is on
artist?
Your like do not playlist? What's your one song that you absolutely hate? You hate it. Mine is Love Shack.
Really?
Hate it. Hate
really?
It. Yep.
I can't even think of the name of it. There's a Prince song.
Could you sing it? Prince? How could you hate Prince?
I like Prince. But there's one screechy song that he does that I'm like, I just can't stand it. It's like just, I have to, yeah, I can't do it.
You know what my favorite Prince song, though, is? It's called Starfish and Coffee.
Holly,
do you know
the
song?
What is your do not play list, though?
Starfish and Coffee, maple syrup
do not play.
And jam. Oh, it would be anything Nickelback. I really don't like Nickelback.
Come on.
I really don't like it.
You know what?
I don't like it.
I don't know what America, like, all of a sudden decided, let's pick one band and just get together and hate them. Because I feel like
I hate a whole genre of Nickelback? Kind of
Nickelback
off
is not
bands.
A genre, but I guess you could.
It's like a whole, they have all the Nickelback.
I just feel like they unfairly were targeted and now they're just
not
like.
Not a big fan of Three Doors Down. I interviewed them once at my old radio station. They were really nice guys, and they actually played their music really well live acoustically. I was like, okay, I see. But I was like, if I have to listen to it, I'm like, boop, I push the button.
So if
someone
you
pushing the button right
if you
now
had your
at this moment.
You had your playlist going and you were you if added someone, they added some Nickelback on you, you'd go, oh, I'm suing you.
Oh, I would be so upset. I would be so upset. I would be like, no, you did it. Do lump me in with Nickelback people. Although I'm friends with lots of Nickelback people.
Oh,
you are
well
one
then,
of them.
Well, then there you go.
You're one of the Nickelback friends. Because I remember the day that you said, I said something about, how do you feel about Nickelback? And you're like, I really like Nickelback. People really give Nickelback. And I was like, I stayed really quiet.
They don't deserve it.
Because I didn't want to be like, ugh.
They got some rocking stuff, man. If you heard some of their live, like the drummer and some of that heavy, I like a lot of heavy rock stuff. And I just think they get a bad rap. I think they get a bad rap, man.
They figured out a good formula. They stuck to their formula. They've been very successful.
Haters gonna hate. People are jealous of their success. That's what it is.
They're great. They're not the great. You know, a funny fact is, this guy's mad about Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, Canadian. I'm mad about Nickelback. Nickelback, also Canadian.
Oh, you're a Canadian hater.
I actually like Canada.
I like Canada. I like Canadians.
For a long time. I'm down with Canada.
I really enjoyed Super Troopers 2, which was all about Canadians.
It was about, like, you know what I think that was funny? Remember when South Park, the movie, came out? And they have that song, Blame Canada. Yeah. I have never laughed so hard in my entire life. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
So apparently, yeah, well, we don't know what's going on with these Canadian haters. But I will say, the guy did not say what songs they were.
No one said they hated Canada.
The guy.
Nobody. I want the takeaway to be like, I do not hate Canada.
Okay.
I have a pension in Canada.
They didn't specify which two Bieber songs they added to his playlist, though, because I'm thinking if it was Despacito, he wouldn't be mad about it. Because who can be mad about a nice Latin Mexican fiesta?
You take Zumba classes, don't you?
No, but I like to drink tequila in Mexico to that type of music. So Despacito, hey, I'm not mad at it.
You're
at Coyote Joe's on a Thursday night.
Yeah, do you guys play Justin
and,
Bieber?
And we step away from the country for a second and play a little Despacito.
You do.
The girls all get on stage and go nuts.
They do. Okay.
You bet.
It's because they've been drinking tequila.
Absolutely.
Oh, the $1 drinks for the ladies.
Hey, look, Coyote Joe's gets a shout out on the off-air podcast. That's going to cost you.
Stop it.
Hey,
not mess with Joe and Greg. They're
nothing,
such sweeties.
Nothing is free in this world, right?
No, they're
nothing
all
is
nice.
Free. Oh. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for our Off Air with Rob and Holly podcast. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to it. I do believe that
can
we.
Can you subscribe to this?
I think we're now going to be on WYCD.com. Also, iTunes is supposed to be carrying this as well.
By the way, I think we need a new name for our show.
Yeah, because someone stole our name already.
Well,
one of our sister stations.
We have our sister stations doing Off Air as well. I would like to call this the shit show. Can we call it the show?
Well, I guess you can swear on this, can't you? It's on the internet.
You do it. Oh, I'm sorry. Earmuffs. I'm about to swear. This is the show.
I don't think you can do that. I'm going to go back. I'm going to do one edit. It's supposed to be no editing. I'm going to edit you out. And then this is us. Seacrest out. See ya.
See ya. Out. Bye. Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.